flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, look, it's day two reaction to the Eagles' demolition of the Washington Commanders. The Birds return to the Super Bowl, fifth time in team history. We'll look ahead, certainly a bit. We'll look back quite a lot, and we'll just revel. We'll continue to revel in the excitement, the majesty of what this team has put out there this year, and all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
How are you, pal?
I'm good. There's a giant earthworm from Australia that's 10 feet long.
Ew.
That is an ew.
It really is gross. It's disgusting.
It's a basketball hoop of a worm.
Think about that. Yeah, wow. It is exactly a basketball hoop. We dissected worms in, I think it was eighth grade.
Biology?
Sure.
Okay.
So I think we just... It was all-encompassing,
sure.
Science
back
class.
Back then, yeah, I understand.
But the bio unit, the dissection unit of bio, we dissected worms, and it really was. Like, I wasn't grossed out by worms at all when I was fishing with them. You know, like, just you hook them on the hook, you fish with them,
but
bass
then,
love them.
But then.
But when you have to dissect the worm and, like, learn, and I don't know, it just seemed so much grosser.
Not good. So I want
10 feet of worm is too much.
No, it's way too much. I want to dissect something real quick before we go where I thought we were heading today. James, did you hear that commentary by that? What was that guy's name, J.R.?
I'm J.R.
All right. Let me just tackle this situation for one second. Now, a lot of people might not agree with me on this, but I think most will. I think most people, if you missed his commentary, it was like, oh, I don't know, 75 seconds ago, and he's talking about people think the NFL is rigged. I think most fans don't think it's rigged. I don't think that's the right term. I think what most people believe, and I am one of them, is that Patrick Mahomes gets preferential treatment in the moment by referees who lean in his direction to give him the benefit of the doubt on calls.
Exactly.
I'm not saying Roger Goodell calls Mr. Referee number 37 and says, hey, Referee 37, give the Chiefs this call with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
WWE said that's scripted.
Yeah,
it's not scripted. Of course, man.
So let's get the head aligned a little bit here. No one, at least that I know, is claiming it's scripted. No one that I know is claiming it's rigged. Almost everybody I know is claiming the Chiefs get unfair calls, and we all hope, like hell, that it doesn't impact Super Bowl 59. I just want to get that off my chest.
Well, I think that Patrick Mahomes will get those calls for every hit that he takes.
He gets a lot of them, yeah, he does.
Jalen Hurts will get those calls maybe for some of the hits that he takes. I don't think he'll get the calls at the same rate that Patrick Mahomes gets them.
I don't either.
And that's what bothers me.
I know, Jack.
I hope that's not a problem.
That's right.
And I hope that, you know, our worst fears are not realized when we watch the game.
When the Eagles should go into it prepared for that. Like, they have to, like, don't take any extra hits. Don't do anything out. Like, you got to, like, be, like, all buttoned up.
Yes.
But you also don't want to play, you know, passes.
Of course. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, when he's going out of bounds, be extra careful. Well,
anyway,
kind of stuff.
JR, I don't want to hear that nonsense. All right. Good morning to everybody. So look, 215-592.
Can I start calling you JD? What do you think? You want to go by JD?
I go JD sometimes.
Not too bad.
But here's the thing. I won't be a dork and call myself JD.
I'm JR.
What I do is I call myself, we all know what I am.
Yeah!
bummer.
All right, I just want to get that off my chest. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 215-592-9494. So let's get to it. Obviously, day two reaction. You know, I'm just going to pose this question right out of the gate. How you feeling? What are you, series of questions. What are you thinking? You know, our phone lines were so jammed yesterday. If you wanted to get in yesterday and couldn't because the phone lines were jammed, please do so, you know, right now. If you were too drunk Monday morning because you partied Sunday night, I get it, guys. I really do. We'll take your phone calls right now. If you're, a little bit more in the recovery stage right now, good for you. And also, I'll pose this question to you. Can you believe it's real? And I want to tackle that one first because I got to tell you, to a certain extent, I really can't. I really can't. And hear me out for a second because I want to explain what I mean. I'm not talking about November. Obviously, by November, it was obvious the Eagles were one of the two or three, if you count it, Minnesota. But I thought really one of the two best teams in the NFC. And the Super Bowl was a real possibility come November. I think that was pretty obvious. Here's what I mean when I say, can you believe it's real? And I think in terms of, to a large extent, no. Because of last year, you know, one of the main things, it didn't go through my mind as much yesterday, but waking up this morning, man, I reflected back to last year and how it ended. And it wasn't just ended meaning the last game ended. It was ended meaning the last month and a half ended. I mean, we had never seen a 10-1 team ever lose 6-7. And by the way, not just lose 6-7 where they're like just barely losing at the end, not showing up at the beginning. I mean, there was a playoff game against Tampa Bay. The Eagles didn't show up. So, you know, one of the things I think that is so gratifying about this is that the Eagles, man, they came together as a team. I think going into the season, we all knew the Eagles had fantastic talent on offense. I think most of us would say, I'm certainly one of them that would say, I thought the defensive talent was what I'll call so-so. I would say I did not think their team unity would be this strong, very reminiscent of 2017. And I absolutely did not believe that their team resolve would be this strong. That is perhaps more than anything what has really impressed me. They have resolve. You know, I mean, it's that fight through adversity thing. So I admire them. I appreciate them. Obviously, we look forward to the Super Bowl, and we'll get into it in hardcore detail over the next 12 days. But I'm curious out of the gate today, 215-592-9494. Any number of ways you want to attack this from a reaction standpoint, the emotional side, the intellectual side. But again, I'll pose the question, can you believe it's real? Tackle it as you may. John, what are your thoughts on everything here, man? 2 days, about 36 hours or so. What are you thinking?
I can believe.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell. Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If it's real because Jalen Carter is franchise changing and Howie Roseman took a risk on Jalen Carter.
Yeah, he did.
A player who fell to us.
Yeah.
And that was it was absolutely a risk. And the rewards that we will reap are so incredible. And we're seeing it already. Jalen Carter is Chris Jones across the way. You know, Chris Jones, the way he changes games, the way he changed every single snap of the AFC Championship game.
Two best defensive
every
tackles are in the Super Bowl.
Snap.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, yeah. You've got a first team All-Pro in Chris Jones. You got second team All-Pro in Jalen Carter. The only reason he's second team
is because he's
in his second year. Yeah. That's the only
totally
reason.
Totally great.
That's incredible. That is a formative piece of a dynasty team, having a guy like that. But then you look, broaden out, look at the draft this year. Look at the cornerbacks that Howie has added in Quinion and Cooper DeJean also. This is incredible to have the lockdown guy and the nickel cornerback.
Well, it was their weakest position last year.
Swoop.
It was literally their weakest spot.
Yes, and these guys are ass kickers, both of them. And not just incredibly skilled, but they're actually ass kickers. Like, they will whoop you physically if you try them, if you test them. So it's just it all fits. It's so perfect. We have so much young talent in the secondary. Rookies who play so precociously. That feels so great. And our injury luck was phenomenal this year.
It was.
And that includes while practicing in pads and hitting, because the players want to, because – by the way, Nick Sirianni has done an incredible job of convincing the players that they want to. Nick Sirianni, who after four games, I thought might lose his job and might have deserved it, completely transformed himself. Nick Sirianni is almost unrecognizable compared to what I saw in September. And I love what I see. I love the way that this team responds to him. I love the way they show up every week, and man, they are ready. But Nick Sirianni himself, the way he speaks, the way he conducts business, it just feels like something clicked into place.
Yeah.
Something just totally jive. I don't know if it was the additional pressure, like, hey, you got one last chance after this bye, come out the gates rolling or else.
Well, it's very similar to Doug in 2017, where, you know, Doug hit every button right for a whole season. And Nick obviously had his struggles in the beginning of the year. But, you know, the other thing I'll say is, I think we all love a redemption story. I know I do.
I think that
a couple of big ones.
Well, that's the thing. He is so redeemed in my eyes, but that's going to continue. I think he's going to continue to improve because that's what he does.
Yeah.
That's what he focuses on doing. But I'll look back on 2024 and think that this is the year that Nick grew into the coach that owner Lurie promised us he would grow into when he brought him in here.
Yeah, Lurie talks in those terms. It's not quite who you are when I hire you, but who I think you'll become, which is an interesting way to attack, you know, who you hire. James, what are you feeling, man? It's been 2 days.
Honestly, I've been feeling a lot. Something you said yesterday, since you said it, has really stuck with me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
Okay.
You said, imagine if after 1964, the Phillies had come back and won, like, gone back to the World Series or done whatever in 1965.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable, man. Like, we were talking about last year, like, the 1964 Phillies collapse. Like, we were like, people who lived through this, that's what they must have felt.
Right.
And now a year later at this time, we're going back to the freaking Super Bowl, man. Like, that's amazing. It's an amazing accomplishment what these guys have done to be able to go from that low of last year and really the offseason and leading into this season and to somehow find what you talked about, find this toughness, this resolve, this community, this connecting, like,
and
this whole thing.
And unity.
Unity. Like,
unity.
It is the most impressive turnaround for a team from one season to another that I remember my life as a Philly fan.
All right. Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.